Black Gold. Recording copyright Speak It Productions Limited and Doc Factory Limited 2009. Published by Scholastic Limited 2009. Adapted by Rod Smith as part of the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers Series. Black Gold. Prologue. Good morning. More than 2 billion cups of coffee are drunk around the world every day. There's only one way to start the day, with a cup of coffee. Even people who don't drink coffee enjoy the activity and excitement of an early morning cafe. From Sydney to Paris, the streets of our cities bring us the sights, sounds and smells of the world's favourite drink. "Without coffee, we are unhappy," explains an Italian barista. The world's coffee shops are filled with friendly baristas and grateful customers. Busy waiters clear tables to the sound of happy music. Pictures on the walls show smiling farmers in rich green coffee fields. You finish your coffee and get ready to leave. You feel good inside. Isn't the world a wonderful place? But before you go, look again at the pictures on the walls. Then ask yourself, is the world really such a good place for coffee farmers? How much money do they actually receive? The sad truth is that coffee farmers these days have very little to smile about. They produce one of the most valuable commodities in the world, but they receive very little money for it. At the same time, the profits of the big coffee companies continue to grow. They are now higher than ever before. Since 1990, coffee sold by the world's biggest coffee companies has risen from $30 billion to $80 billion a year. But the price farmers receive has fallen to the lowest for 30 years. Why is there such an unfair difference between the big coffee companies and the farmers? There are two main reasons. First, the price of coffee is decided by the New York market and not by the producers themselves. Second, cheaper coffees coming onto the market keep the price low. New York is where buyers and sellers meet to decide the price of coffee. Before 1989, this didn't happen. The International Coffee Organization, ICO, made sure the price of coffee wasn't too high or too low. This helped to protect buyers and producers. However, in 1993, the United States left the ICO. Soon after this, the price of coffee depended on buyers and sellers in New York's free market. The cheaper coffee that is keeping prices low is called Robusta. The more expensive type is called Arabica. Arabica coffee has a smooth, interesting taste. Robusta is rougher and has a lot more caffeine. Arabica coffee is grown mainly in Latin America, the Caribbean, and the higher parts of Africa. Other parts of Africa grow Robusta, but Vietnam is the biggest producer. Robusta coffee grows more easily than Arabica. After the end of the Vietnam War, it was the perfect plant to grow on destroyed land. It grew easily, and it made a profit. Now Vietnam is the world's second biggest producer of coffee, after Brazil. Its Robusta coffees have poured onto the market and kept prices low. Understanding these reasons doesn't help farmers in developing countries. They need people to act. And in Ethiopia, one man is doing just that. His name is Tadisi Meskela.